Hey everybody, this is Eric Steckel from Raleigh, North Carolina. Welcome to Sunday Night Blues.
Welcome to this edition of Sunday Night Blues right here in Mid-Michigan on the Cruise Station 102.1 WLEW out of Bed X, Michigan. Tonight's show is brought to you by Thumb Cellular of Bed X, Michigan. You can check out Thumb Cellular at the website www.sundaynightblues.net. Philip Ryan, your host for the next hour as we bring you the best in blues. Glad to have you along on this Sunday evening. Tonight in the studios here on Sunday Night Blues is Eric Steckel. He is from North Carolina. You can check out Eric Steckel at the website, sundaynightblues.net. Just click on the musician link and check out Eric. And while you're at the Sunday Night Blues website, check out the Detroit Blues Society, going strong for over 25 years. On tonight's show, we have a new song from Something Blue, also Joel DeSilvia and the Midnight Howl. We're going to hear from Mark May, Duffy Bishop, and we have an e-request for Johnny Lang. You can email the show at pr@sundaynightblues.net. Love to hear from you. On the way, a band from Shepherd, Michigan, Jack D. Parks and Jimmy Thackeray. Tonight on Sunday Night Blues, we start off with a musician from Grand Blanc, Michigan. This musician played in the blues band The Root Doctors. Born in 1963 in Flint, Michigan, this young guitarist was fortunate to grow up with friends whose older siblings encouraged them to explore soul, rock, funk, and jazz. Muddy Waters and Albert King made a particularly strong mark on this Kersley High School student. As Sunday Night Blues starts off with Greg Nagy, a must-see local talent. If you get a chance to see Greg Nagy, get out and see him. Boy, what a fantastic guitar player Greg Nagy is. You can check out Greg Nagy at sundaynightblues.net. Off Greg's CD, Walk That Fine Thin Line, here is M&O Blues on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
Thank you. Hi, this is Roxy Perry, New York's blues queen. You're tuned in to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
WLEW Sunday Night Blues with Jimmy Thackeray and All About My Girl. That's off his CD called Guitars. You can check out Jimmy Thackeray at the website www.sundaynightblues.net. Here is Jay Park's band and these blues on Sunday Night Blues right here on the Cruise Station 102.1 WLEW.
Hey, this is Jay Parks from Shepherd, Michigan. You're listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
Oh, I feel so down and lonely. In the middle of the night,
102.1 WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with the Jay Parks Band and These Blues, a local blues band from mid-Michigan right here in our backyard. You can check out the Jay Parks Band, spelled P-A-R-X, at sundaynightblues.net. Now click on the musician link, and while you're there, click on the Reverb Nation link, and then you type in Jay Parks, J-P-A-R-X Band, a local band right here from Shepherd, Michigan. Excellent blues music there. We just heard These Blues. Hey, Philip Ryan, your host, as we bring you the best in blues right here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, as Eric Stucco is our guest in the studio tonight. A fantastic interview with this guy. You won't believe at the age when Eric Stucco started playing guitar. You can check out Eric at the website, sundaynightblues.net. Still to come, Something Blue, a brand new song from them, and coming up, an email request for Johnny Lane. You can email the show at pr@sundaynightblues.net. Up next, we called all the way to Houston. Houston, are you there? Houston, Texas, to hear from our next musician. More on that right here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
Sunday Night Blues.
Sunday Night Blues.
Yeah, Sunday Night Blues, baby. Hi, people. I am Rod Moses, a.k.a. The Rod from Nigeria. And you are listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Bradley. Go nowhere. Don't skip the dial.
Hello, this is Aaron Williams from Aaron Williams and the Hoodoo out of Madison, Wisconsin. Welcome to Sunday Night Blues.
Welcome back to Sunday Night Blues right here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan. As we close in our first year together here on Sunday Night Blues. Sunday Night Blues started out on October 2nd, 2011. I want to thank everyone that has taken the time to spend their Sunday evenings right here on the Cruise Station with Philip Ryan. We truly appreciate it as we bring you the best in blues. We have an email request for Johnny Lang that is on the way. If you want to email the show, it's very easy, pr@sundaynightblues.net. And we also have a brand new song from Something Blue that is coming up. You can check out Something Blue at the website, sundaynightblues.net. Just click on the musician link. Our next musician is originally from Columbus, Ohio, and now resides in Houston, Texas. Their new CD is called Release My Soul. The CD is jam-packed with traditional blues, blues rock, and soulful ballads. Here is Mark May Band and Six Strings and Two Legs on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
I run the roads most every night. Chase pretty women and the neon lights. I might do a little too much drinking, but the other day, you know, I was just thinking, if she don't have six strings or two legs, don't ask me. If she don't have six strings or two legs, don't ask me. Loving blues man, baby, can't you see? Met this old girl at the club last night. Had a couple drinks and everything was feeling right. I thought, man, I got this one in the bag. Then she left on my last set. Man, what a drag. If she don't have six strings or two legs, don't ask me. If she don't have six strings or two legs, don't ask me. Cause I'm just a woman loving blues, man. Baby, can't you see? Well, I can't fix a car, won't work around the house, forget about the lawn, all that kind of stuff is out. I'm sure I'll be busy the next time you move, but I'll be at the bar tonight if you wanna hear some blues.
Thank you. car in the street starts to melt from the heat, and the sweat's running down my head. I walk 20 miles and I'm dragging my feet. I walk 20 more, I don't care. I wander this world. Wander this world. Wander this world. Wander this world all alone. Well, I'm like a ghost. Some people can't see. Others just a drive-by and stare. A shadow that drifts on the side of the road. And it's like I'm not even there. I wander this world. Wander this world. Said I wander this world. Wander this world all alone. Well, I've never been a part of the game. Live is my own. All that I know is that I was born to wander this world all alone. All alone. Yeah. Is a sure. Some people work hard, all their lives for nothing. They take it and they don't say a word. Don't say a word. Sometimes it's a lie, I don't even exist. Even God has lost track of my soul. So why else would he leave me out here like this? To wander this world all alone. And I wander this world. I wander this world.
WLEW with Johnny Lang and Wander This World by email request from Bad X, Michigan. If you'd like to email a request in, you can get a hold of me at pr@sundaynightblues.net. I'd love to hear from you on comments on the show or an email request. This next band, Something Blue, has a new single called Mr. Jones. And they're right here on Sunday Night Blues on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW.
Mr. Jones, looking for.
WLEW with their brand new single, Mr. Jones and Something Blue Duel. You can check out Something Blue Duel at SundayNightBlues.net. Something Blue Duel is from East Sussex, that's located in the UK. Something Blue is nominated by the British Blues Award for Best Original Song and Best Instrumentalist of 2012. Coming up, Eric Stuckel, our guest in the studio. Also on the way, the Duffy Bishop Band. And up next, well, here on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Bryan, we're going to do a little boogie real low with JD. Tell you more about that coming up next, right here on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Bryan.
This is Griffin John from the After Hours Experience.
You're listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Bryan on 102.1 WLEW. Bad X.
Hi, this is Harper from Melbourne, Australia.
This is Steve Allen from the Boa Constrictors.
Hi, this is GJ from GJ's Juke Joint Blues Band.
Hi, this is Robin Zonka from Italy.
This is Chris Collins from the Thirsty Perch Blues Band from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Hi, this is Jackie. Welcome to Sunday Night Blues.
Welcome back to Sunday Night Blues right here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW. Philip Bryan, your host, as we bring you the best in blues. Only a few weeks away from celebrating our first year together right here in mid-Michigan, bringing you the best in blues. It's my pleasure to bring you the best in blues right here in mid-Michigan. Thank you so much for being a part of Sunday Night Blues on the Cruise Station. On the way, Eric Stuckel. He's from North Carolina. He's our guest in the studio tonight. Also, the Duffy Bishop Band is on the way. But up next, the band members are Stefano Rotelli, Bob O'Cleary, Scott Rowell, and Doug Treen Machine. They make up part of the band called The Midnight Howls. But the front guy is Joel DeSilvia. Joel DeSilvia and The Midnight Howl. Check them out. They're from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and they're on the website, SundayNightBlues.net. A very smoking good band from the Fort Lauderdale area. As we boogie real low for a Sunday night on the Cruise Station, it's Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
Tell you about my girl. She rocks me all night long. She fills me up. Throws a love out strong. She's tall and sweet. Good till the last drop. My candy girl. One lick and I'll never stop. She knows how to boogie. She knows how to boogie. She knows how to boogie. She boogie real low. Well, she's got the legs that I adore. To touch the sky makes me want more. She's real sweet, she's real hot. I taste my girl, one lick and I'll never stop. She knows how to boogie. She knows how to boogie. She knows how to boogie. She boogie real low.
WLEW, the Cruise Station, with Joel DeSilvia and the Midnight Howl, and Boogie Real Low. You can check out Joel DeSilvia at SundayNightBlues.net. As Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan is proud to have Eric Stucco in the studios tonight, as Eric is on the Thumb Cellular Wireless Hotline. Welcome to Sunday Night Blues here in Mid-Michigan. Eric, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Great, great. Where are you tonight?
Let's see. Well, I'm actually on the road currently, so I'm at a rest stop right now, but so is the life of a musician.
Now, Eric, tell the blues audience your age when you developed a fan base in Pennsylvania, and at what age were you when you released your first CD?
Yeah, well, I'm 22 now, and I started playing guitar. Well, I started playing harmonica, actually. A lot of people don't know that. I was playing harmonica at age 6 and 7. And sitting in with a lot of local bands in my hometown. And there was actually a pretty good blues scene in the Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania area where I was from. So that's really a big part of how I got started. And then when I was around 8 or 9, my Uncle Dave bought me a guitar and said, I don't know, I think this kid might be a great guitar player too. And once I had that in my hands, it was pretty much like, all right, this is the real deal for me. It's, it feels the most comfortable. So I started playing gigs from age 9 and so on, and basically developed a small fan base that continued to grow and started out in the clubs and ended up doing festivals. And then my first album was actually when I was 11 years old. It was a live album. My debut album was a live record recorded in a club near Philly.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, I was looking at all your pictures on your website. It's truly amazing. Now, in 2003, you appeared at the Sarasota Blues Festival, and before the night was over, you were the talk of the town, you know, at that festival. And John Mayo introduced you as the youngest guitarist ever to take the stage with the Blues Breakers. What was that like?
Well, it's funny, actually, because, I've been doing a lot of interviews where people ask me about it, so I've had a real nice chance to kind of relive the experience. And what's funny about it is, so this festival, through a friend of a friend of a friend, I ended up, you know, opening this festival. I was 13 years old, and I really didn't even know the significance of what I was doing. It was like, okay, it's another gig, but just for a lot more people. And I remember after I did my set, you know, obviously the crowd loved it, and we signed a lot of records. And I remember my dad